NFL announced last week some public safety enhancements at stadiums, and today we're going to discuss some key elements of that policy so we can clarify some of those items for our fans.
The game day experience and the environment at Lambeau Field is one that our guests, our visitors, our fans appreciate. As many of you know, the game day experience at Lambeau Field has been ranked as one of the best in professional sports. We're very proud of that. And each year we do look to improve any aspect and every aspect.
Just want to reiterate that the reason for this enhancement is being put in place. It's for the safety of our fans. It's both the top priority for the Packers, but also for the NFL. One of the things that is new in this policy is having a clear plastic or vinyl bag no larger than 12 inches by 6 inches by 12 inches. And that's roughly the same size as we've had in the past. The only difference is now we're going to require that that bag be clear plastic or PVC in material. You'll also be allowed to bring in a 1 gallon Ziploc bag and also a small clutch purse, roughly the size of a woman's hand. We have some samples up here that I'll go over in a minute, both good and bad. But the prohibited items list that we've had in the past has not changed at all. Backpacks, fanny packs, large bags have been prohibited and will still be prohibited. And the items that we've allowed in the past will still be allowed in. Blankets, binoculars, cameras, things of that nature, as long as they're carried loosely or in that plastic clear vinyl bag, it will be allowed in again. As regards to seat cushions, which seems to be a hot topic of question, the difference is in the category of a seat back and a seat pad, which are allowable, and a seat cushion, which has pockets and concealable areas within it that could house an illegal device, which we do not want coming to the gates. So that's the difference. So if you have a seat back or a seat pad, such as these over here, it will be allowed in the stadium in 2013.